I've been here just a little over a month now, so some of you are starting to catch on. As the end of the saying goes, you can't fool all the people all the time. So the staff and council have pretty much learned. They're aware that I am completely incompetent, and it was a huge misjudgment to bring me here. I encourage you not to make the same mistake. Sometimes having a little faith is exactly the wrong attitude. But before I go on, it's been my practice for years to do a manuscript, because in some congregations there are folks with hearing issues, and so if you'd like a copy of it ahead of time, or just to tear up later, feel free. Just let me know. Or Dave will bring you one. But if you're confused about that stuff, about faith, misjudgment, etc., let me try to clear up some of the faith business. I've been a pastor for more than 40 years now, and in all that time, I have rarely slept well on Saturday nights. I expect you have, having some performance anxiety before a test, before a presentation. Am I ready for tomorrow is mine. Is the sermon, is my lesson plan for a confirmation class or Bible study ready? Will I remember the announcements, say? I expect you understand, right? So, just to show you a little more, there are, of course, those Saturday nights when I didn't have to worry because it was summertime, there was no Sunday school, and we had a guest preacher, so I didn't have to worry about the sermon, except I'd wake up every 2 hours wondering what happens if she doesn't show, what happens if he doesn't have a sermon. So, it didn't matter. I didn't sleep. Now, of course, in over 40 years, that never happened. But it could have, and I knew it. So I didn't sleep well. And since I started seminary way back then, I've moved 10 times. I've been a college chaplain. I've served 7 or 8 congregations. Not to mention the hundreds and thousands of personal things, not professional, but personal changes and challenges that I've had. So, from the time I was a young adult into, for lack of a better term, geezerhood, I've had this pattern of having some performance anxiety. I expect you understand. I've been through a lot, and in all those chances and challenges of my life, God has been there beside me. I have experienced it. I know it personally. Literally thousands of times I have been aware that, to use the psalmist's words, the Lord is my shepherd. That a table has always been prepared for me, and that my cup always runneth over. That is, of course, until this time. Sure, God's been with me all those thousands of times, but how can I know what I mean? Now it feels like I'm on my own, every challenge that comes along, and I don't stand a chance of surviving, let alone succeeding, and that's why I don't sleep well at night. Because while I realize that God has been beside me through all of these decades and challenges, it's all in the past, and we all know past performance is no guarantee of future results. That's how I live. So when Jesus says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, yep, that's me, not quite enough for even a mustard seed. So, is it just me, or have some of you had a few sleepless nights worrying about what was going to happen the next day or the next month or the next decision or the next outcome? When you wonder what's going to happen if you take that new job or get that promotion or end or start that relationship or sign up for that course or move to that town or borrow to buy a house or a car. Do you ever worry about what's going to happen? I suspect you have. Wonder about, should I have that surgery or start that chemo treatment? Or any of a thousand other things. We are people who worry. So this is going to be a reasonably short sermon because I'm going to put Jesus' words into my own. I'm going to say to you what Jesus said and is still saying to his disciples of every time and every place, every time and every place. Wake up. Pay attention. You want more faith? How about if you try remembering how many times Jesus has been with you in all the times you've succeeded and in all the times where success was elusive? Maybe you could just trust your own past a little. And if that's not enough, try the past of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or the past of Peter and Paul and Luther. Or the past of June Brasse or Brian Erickson or Kate Davidson or Yvette Schock or any countless number of folks sitting around you, living with you. How about if we remember the countless times God has proven to be trustworthy, to be faithful? Yep, I know. Even Jesus had some doubts. Let this cup pass from me. My God, why have you forsaken me? Even Jesus felt like this was it. This was the end. That Good Friday time when you and he are absolutely convinced that this is not going to end well. And sometimes it doesn't. But it seems like the end of the world. And then Easter Sunday comes along and it's a whole new world. That's what it feels like when you're in the middle of Good Friday, but that's not the end of the story. In a couple minutes, you are going to be invited to remember. Do this in remembrance of me. And to remember and celebrate and give thanks for all the times, past, present, and future, that God is with us. It's easy to forget when we feel alone that God has been there the whole time. So I dare say you already have faith, but sometimes it's hard to remember. So I'm going to end the story with something that really has no faith at all, except it has perspective. You may have seen it. It's been making the rounds. Kurt Vonnegut tells the story. True story, word of honor, Joseph Heller, an important and funny writer, now dead, and I were at a party given by a billionaire on Shelter Island. I said, "Joe, how does it make you feel to know that our host, only yesterday, may have made more money than your novel, Catch-22, has earned in its entire history?" And Joe said, "I've got something he could never have." I said, "What on earth could that be, Joe?" And Joe said, "The knowledge that I've got enough." You have enough. You are enough. And together with God, we can do enough to change the world. We get to change the world because we've got enough.